We're here on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We're up to Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ovin, and you'll find this on line 10. We've asked the Kasha from a Braisa, which indicates Bein Barishona, Bein Bishniya, Bein Bishlishis, that there is a Machsheves Pigul that could passel the Karban at any point, whether it's Barishona, Bishniya, Bishlishis, whether it's during the Nesinas Damim in the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Nesinas Damim in the Heichal on the Parochas, the Nesinas Damim on the Mizbach Hazav. And Reish Lakish was the one who insisted that, according to Rabbi Meir, the Psul of Pigul has to be on the first Avoda. And then we apply the principle of Al das machshav to rishona hu osa. But here it seems that even in the shnia or the shlishis, that also generates pigul. Amar Rabbi Yisro Barov and Ochamai Askinon. What's the brisa talking about? Kigon. It's a case of nishpach adam after the first nesina or the second nesina, the dam fell on the floor, and as a result, they brought a second par, which they shechted. The Kohen Gadol shechted it in order to complete whatever was not completed on the first round. That's called Lahashlim Bidomo Es Hamatonos Hachaseros. This is based on a sugya in Yuma on Daf Samach, that im nishpach adam acher shenosa midomo b'kodesh kadoshim yovid par acher yishchetenu v'yaza midomo es hachoser v'yaskil bazol shebeichal. So he picks up the shnir. So he shechts the replacement, second string animal, and he starts immediately where he left off at the end of the first animal, meaning with Azos and the Heichal. There's no need to repeat the Nesinas Dom of the Kodesh Kadosh. And just to read the note over here, he points out that Re'ela Halon Sheish Machlokas Bedover, we're going to have Machlokas later on, in a case of Nishpach Adam Be'emtza Matonos Shel Oso Mokom. In other words, what if he was halfway through the Matonos of the Kodesh Kadoshim and then the Dam was Nishpach? Does he have to go back to at least that set of Hazos in the Kodesh Kadoshim? Or can he just start in the middle of the Hazos of Kodesh Kadoshim where he left off? Now this din that we're learning now applies to a Par Koin Mashiach and a Par Elim Dovar, that if Nishpach Domo after Matonis in the Heichal, he could bring another par to replace the first one, and he starts with the Zrika, with the Hazos Dama on the Mizbach HaKtoris. So this is not limited only to the case of the par of Yom HaKippurim. Now Rabbi Yitzchak says that when the Kohen Gadol shechted the second string par to be mashlim the dam of those matonos that he hadn't completed on the first par, is pigel b'shchita. On the second par, he had a pigel during the shchita, the chad matirhu. In other words, now that he only needs the matir of the second string replacement par, then it's one matir. It's called one avoda shlema, and therefore pigel is operative. Meaning, if he would be mefagel in the Zrikas Dama, the parasheni of the replacement par, that would be a chatzi matir, vis-a-vis the four, the whole constellation of the four parim and the four seirim. Because HaTorah Seimurim LaKtorah and Bosel Usreifa is accomplished through the Nesinas Damim of all the parim together. The Shechita, on the other hand, is only matir the par of this particular par for Zrika. And therefore, there's nothing that's be mitztarif to it. And therefore, it's considered a matir sholei. Ihachi, the Gemara says, if we're not talking about pigul in the Nesinas Damashni, but rather pigul in the Shechita's par that was meant to lead up to the Tiresinas Dam of the Shnia, is my time in the Rabbanan. Why would the Rabbanan disagree? After all, it's clear that this shechita is a matir echad. It stands on its own independently as a matir. So why then would the Chachamim say that the par does not get nispagil as a result of this machshava? There's only one matir. Omar Rava. Rava answers, man, who is the one who is, you know, we can attribute the authorship of this brisa to is Chachamim. Who are these Chachamim? We don't have them specified. They're anonymous Chachamim. Says Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer, he's the one who holds, if you recall, that an avoda b'chatzi matir is not an avoda at all until he completes the avoda. This nan we learned in the Mishnah. Just reiterate why the pigal of shechita would be a pigal, and the Gemara is so convinced of that they don't even know my time in the Rabbanon. And the answer to that is because the shechita generates a hechsher in the dam, setting up the dam for zrika. In a sense, you could say that the shechita is makadish the dam, and that's called a matir sholeh. That's a complete matir. It's a complete achievement. However, if you're talking about the matanos later on, each one is only part of a matir because it's only together when you have all the matirim. I'm sorry, all the matanos. Then the accomplishment is to be matir, the basar of all the animals. So in this respect, all the animals are considered like one single offering. Although he replaced one with another and another with another because of Nishmach Adam, but nevertheless all the animals are coming to be mashlim one or the other, and therefore you would need a machsheves pigul straight throughout. But as far as shechita is concerned, the Gemara is convinced that machsheves pigul during the shechita should be enough once it sets up the dam for zrika in the shnia, and the same can apply in the shlishes. That itself is considered a complete matir. Omar Rava, now his Rava introduces Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer again appears in a Mishnah later on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. And this Nan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hakometz Valavona Vaktores Uminchas Kohenim, Uminchas Kohen Mashiach, Uminchas Nesachim, Shehikriv Me'achas Mehem Kizayis Pachutz Chayev. Now, we can go through all of these. I think we've discussed them in the past. Kometz is the first avod of Kmitza in Menachos. Then, after he completes the avoda of the kmitza, he's ready to put it on the mizbeach for haktar purposes. He's got a levona. The levona has to be brought together with the kometz in the haktara al gabia eish. Then we have the ketores. They were marked to the ketores on the mizbeach haktores in the heichal. Ketores samim daka, half baboker, half in the morning, but machtzisa ba'erev, and the other half of the evening. That was called haktaras haktaras. And then we have Minchas Kohanim. A Yisrael who brings a Mincha, the din is that the Kohen has to be Komeitz Mimena Melo Kumtzo. He takes a full fistful. Verak HaKometz Karev Al Mizbeach. Only that Kometz will be brought on the Mizbeach. The rest of it, the remaining balance of whatever the Yisrael brought is going to be eaten by the Kohenim in the Azara. Then we have Minchas Kohen, which is a parash in Vayikra Vav, and it says Devachol Minchas Kohen Kol Iltia Lo Seochel. It's Kula Nikteris. So that's the case of Minchas Kohen. Then we have Minchas Kohen Mashiach, which is the case of a Minchas Chavitin, Rashi says, that on a daily basis the Kohen Gadol would bring this Mincha that was called a Minchas Chavitin. Half was burnt on the Mizbeach in the day, together with the Tamid Shel Shachar, and half of it would be Karev with the Tamid Shel Beit Arbayim. daily basis, the Kohen Gadol would bring a minchas chavitim. Half of it was burnt on the mizbech in the morning together with the tamid shel shachar, the other half together with the tamid shel bein arbayim. This mincha was also kolil, so there was no achila. And as we said before, we have the minchas kohanim, which is when Yisrael brings a korban mincha, the kohen, as we said before, does the kometz, and that kometz is korban gam mizbeach. The rest of the mincha is eaten by the kohenim and the azora, as opposed to minchas kohen, which is kulay kolim. And then we have minchas kohen mashiach, which we discussed, and we have minchas nesachim. These were menachos that were brought together to, as in coupling with other karbanos. This also was kreva kolil. And the Mishnah says, hikriv me'achas mehem kizayis bachutz. In any of the above cases, if he took a kizayis and he was makriv outside the azora, chayef, yes, malkis for the iser of being mala kochim bachutz. Rabbi Lezer Poter. Rabbi Lezer says that if he does the sakrova outside the azor, he's patur. Hashi yakriv es kulon, until he's makriv all of them bishlemus. In other words, the chiyuv halah of chutz only applies if he's mala the entire kometz and the entire levona, or the entire ketores, or the entire menachos, as we mentioned before, chutz lazara. It's not enough, as the Rabbanu would have it, that he was maktir a kizayis alone. And the reason for that is that the ketorah is matir, and he's not chayv until he does bachutz the entire matir. Part of an avoda is not considered an avoda at all, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, once he was makriv on the mizbeach, whatever these items are that we mentioned before, that can generate a kapara only when he's makriv the entire part b'shlemus. And therefore, in the case of chutz, he's not going to be held liable unless he's makter b'chutz the entire part, not just the kizayis, because that's not considered enough, or complete the essential avoda. Whereas the Tanakhama is of the opinion that since he's not required to offer the entire item on the mizbeach at once, he can place it piecemeal, kizayis at a time on the mizbeach. Therefore, each kizayis is considered a maisa halah, and outside the azara, that would generate a violation of olav d'oraisa. So the Mishnah is assuming that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, if an entire one of these offerings, minus the kizayis, was offered on the mizbeach, and then someone took the last kizayis and he was makriv it outside the mizbeach, then he'd be chayav. He says the following: Gam l'Rabbi Eliezer hiktir ba'azora chelik me'amincha. So he did what he had to do with part of the mincha. V'hosir kizayis, what was left over was a kizayis, and then he was makriv the kizayis b'chutz. He's chayav. If on the other hand he hasn't completed the avoda, then he's not chayav unless he's mefagil in all the matirim. So it means for sure, vaday, to legabi pigul ein omrim dim osa chelik men avoda bekashrus shiyucha lefagil benoser levado v'lo yechoshim mefagil b'chatzi matir shel legabi chiyuv b'chutz dayim helas mashadino ato behaloh. Now, the Gemara wants to say the following: to the same extent that Rabbi Lezer holds, he will also hold this same line of reasoning with regard to Pigul, that he has to be mefagel on the entire matir. So even if he was mefagel to Shechitas Par for the sake of the Nesinas Adam in the Shnia or in the Shlishis, as we spoke about before, that's not Pigul. Even though the Shechita is matir the Dam, and you don't need another matir besides the Shechita, but since self-called self, at the end of the day, you need many Shechitos, multiple Shechitos, Almanas Lahashlim Kol Matonos Adam, because in each case he was interrupted in the middle of the Matonos and he got to wherever he got to before it was Nishpach, is therefore Ein Pigul B'Shechita Elam Yachsha B'Chol HaShechitos. That's the Shechita of Rabbi Eliezer. He has to be Choshev Machsheves Pigul in all Shechitos. And this is the Svar of the Gemara, that if Rabbi Eliezer is machmir in defining chatzi matir to such an extent that he's not machayev linyan akrov b'chutz, we should think logically that with regard to pigul, even shechita in the case that we discussed is considered a chatzi matir. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question: how can you tell me that Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that ein lefagel b'shechitas par, that shechita itself would not generate pigul for if he has a chutzlus mano for the matnas in machshav for the matnas adam in the heichal in the case of the shnei shlishis? And this case of shechita is a matir sholem, because at the end of the day the matnas adam need the shechitos, and he did the shechitos. He was, you know, he set up the dam for the matana. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a chatzi matir. This position to interpret Rabbi Eliezer in the case of Shechita and the Sheni or the Shlishi as a chatzi matir contradicts a statement of Rava. V'ama Rava moda Rabbi Eliezer b'damim, meaning if he did in a scene of Mitzas Adam b'chutz ischayev, and we're not going to say that that's considered a chatzi matir. Why? Because inside, everything is ma'akiv, the entire thing, so we need every single part of the dam. Once every single part of the dam is included in the matir, then if he takes part of the dam outside lachutz, he should be chayev. And Rava brings a proof to what he says from Rabbi Eliezer in a Mishnah in Yoma. It says, with regard to the dam that's nitan, that is nitan on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, if that dam was nishpach between the azos, let's say for example he was mazah three azos out of the eight that are applied in the Kodesh Kadoshim, according to Tanakhama, the person would have to bring a par acher, he's got to bring a substitute par, and he's going to have to shecht it and put the dam mitchilas hazos. Since he didn't complete the kapara, he's got to be nosein midomo mitchilas hazos. And that's the opinion of the Tanakhama in this Mishnah in Yoma. But Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, mimokom sheposak, misham hu maschil, that he can pick up on the second carbon, the replacement carbon, in that particular, exactly at that hazah, that he didn't get a chance to do in the first. Like, for example, again, as we said before, if he starts with a hazah, with a matana, sholosh matanos, and after the dam is nishpach, we replace the carbon with the second carbon, he begins with the fourth nesina. And that would apply in any particular scenario. It comes out that every matana has a certain independent significance, a chashivas bifnei atzma. Therefore, he's mischayev for halos chutz, even if it's only a mitzas domin. Let's again understand what Rava found in this mishnah in Yoma regarding the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. It says regarding dam that was given bifnim and then it was nishpach dovah bein azos, then Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, mimokom sheposak mishamu maschil, that he could begin in the second replacement carbon, at the exact same Hazah where he left off. So if he did three Matanos on the first round, then he just starts in the second replacement carbon with the Revius, with the fourth Matana. So it comes out that each Matana is considered significant unto itself, and therefore if he's Mischayev Bachutz, even on Mixas Domin. And why is that so? It's only Mixas Domin. The answer is the Dam takes on a certain Chashivas unto itself. If he's Mischayev Bachutz, even on Mixas Domin, because every Matana is Chashuv Bifnei Atzma, then the equation to Pigel would give us the following conclusion, that he should be Chayev, just like he's Chayev Bachutz, in a case of Mixas Domin, it's considered like an Avoda Shlema, so too there should be Pigel in the case of Mixas, and even though it's not an Avoda Shlema, but nevertheless it has that Chashivus. So let's read this inside. He says that Nimtza, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Kol Matana Chashuva Liatzma, Valkenu Mischayev Bachutz, Gamal Mikzas Domim, Umiata Kosha De'im Lemedim Pigul Michiyuv Halos Chutz, given that equation, Shemashin Etshev Avoda Shlema V'chayoven Alea Bachutz, Yesh Bo Pigul. V'im Eino Nechshev Avoda Shlema, Ein Chayoven Alea Bachutz, Mishum Dechatzi Matirhu. Is then it comes out that even in one Nesina, the carbon can become pigul, actually. Why? Because if he's chayev bachutz, even on a matona achas, then inside he should be mafagil, even matona achas. Reb Shimon are arguing against the Tanakama, the Mishnah Yuma, who rules that if there was nishbach adam between azos, then the coin has to begin all over again when he replaced it with a second animal. For example, let's say the dam was nishpach during the hazos on the parochas, he's going to have to begin an entirely new set of those matanos. Let's say, for example, if it was nishpach during the matanos on the mizbeach hapnimi, he has to start those matanos. Each set, basically, of hazos is a unit of kapara unto itself and has to be done with the blood of that same animal, of one single animal. You can't be mitzarev two animals. According to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, in contrast, the Kohen continues with his Rika with the new Dam at the very point when it was interrupted from when the original Dam was Nishpach. Now, Rava reasons that if according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, every single Matan Domin is considered valid independently of the others, and if it gets spilled, it need not be repeated, is therefore if someone does even one halah outside the old moed, he should be chayav for that. Again, even though inside the Mikdash you need 43 different azoyos, and they're all ma'akev in establishing the kapara, but nevertheless, during one matan domim outside the azara, that's not similar to the case of offering up a kezias of ketores outside. The way that Rava is applying his svara is that since according to Blazer of Shimon, every single matan domim is valid, independent of the other matan domim, and therefore if there was nishbach adam, you don't have to repeat those matanos, then we should, by extrapolation, compare that to the case of Pigel. So on Yom Kippur, we understand very well that every single nesina is valid, independently, according to Rabbi Elazar, and you don't have to repeat it if the dam was nishbach. If we compare the law of Pigel to the law of Chutz, which is exactly what Rava proposed earlier, then Rabbi Eliezer would have to hold that Pigel would affect, that a machsheves Pigel would affect Pigel a chalos pigel even during one nesina. In other words, a machsheves pigel during the shechita of any animal would certainly make it pigel. And if again we're going to go back to our original kasha, if the Bryce is dealing with the case in which the Kohen Gadol had a machsheves pigel during the shechita of one of the animals, how could Chazal disagree and say it's not pigel? Obviously, we've concluded that according to Chachamim, every single matana is chashur b'fnei atzmo, and therefore you could have machsheves pigel during shechita, which would make it pigel. So then, if the Bryce is dealing with the case in which the Kohen had a machsheves pigel during shechita, how could the Chachamim say it's not pigel? Because again, just to review, the Gemara had proposed the suggestion according to the Chachamim, the Braisa, they're going to follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that in regard to chutz, there is a partial avoda that's not considered an avoda, but yet, as Rabbi demonstrates, Rabbi Eliezer would say that whole principle doesn't apply to matnas damim, because if one brings even a single one of the azos, one of the matanos, he's liable for chutz. Then certainly you would say that if one shechts an animal outside the azora, the animal now, the dam of the animal has to be used inside the azora for azof azrika, he should be chayef. And if we compare the dinim of pigel to the dinim of chutz, then Rabbi Lassen is going to maintain that if one had an intention of pigel during the shechita of one of the animals, that would make it pigel. So how can you say now that the Chachamim ruled that it's not pigel based on the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer? That doesn't make any sense at all. Elamar, Rava. So now Rava comes up with perhaps a different interpretation. He says, Kigon she pigel barishona v'shasak b'shniyah v'chazim pigel b'shlishis. That the case in the Braisa is where during the first set of hazos, let's say in the Kodesh Kadoshim, he had a machsheves pigel. In the second set of hazos, inside the Heichal, he was shosei. And then finally in the third round of zrikos, which was beyond the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he had again a machshava of pigel. And Rav Meir is of the opinion that in this case the carbon is pigel, because the middle section was only shtika, and with regard to shtika, we say that al dasa rishona, he was doing it based on the basis of the original pigel intent of chutzim koma, chutzim zman, excuse me, and the chacham disagree with this reasoning. So basically, what the Gemara is saying now is that in the name of Rava, is that the Bryce is not dealing with a case where the Nishbach Adam and they brought a second animal to replace the first, but rather a regular case where these rikos were done on the blood of just one single animal. The Kohen had a machsheves pigel during one of the zrikos. When the Bryce says pigel bein rishonim bein shniyah bein shlishis, it doesn't mean that he had a machsheves pigel during either the first one or the second one or the third set, but rather it means that he intended to pigel during the first and the third sets. He was silent during the second set. According to Rav Meir, we apply the principle that when a person acts on the basis of original intent, then therefore all these tfilos and hazos were al das harishona. So even though the second one was done with a chutz l'zmano intention, a pigel, nevertheless, was there a machshava of pigel throughout the matir? And the answer is yes, because al das harishonu was. So according to Chacham, who don't accept that principle, then there's part of the matir, and that doesn't have the din of kol ha-matir, and therefore there's no pigel. Why did the Bryce have to say that he had a machsheves pigel on the third set? After all, if we're holding aldas rishona, it would be enough that he was shosek on the third set. The Gemara says, "Isal kedaita, ma'udetema." you might entertain the following idea, that that which he did in the Shnia was Aldas Rishona. Who? That's fine. Is Mahadar Pigule. So he went back and he was thinking about Chutz Lizmano. But Bishlishis Lomali, you might think that the Shlishis is also Aldas Rishona, but can't we prove from the fact that he was Toreach to think in the Shlishis a Machsheves Pigul? It means that in the second one, where he didn't have Machsheva, apparently that's not called a Machsheves Pigul. He's Kamash, one of the Baraisa wants to tell us that that's not so. That even in the case that he had a Machsheves Pigul in the Shlishis, we shouldn't derive from that anything about the previous Asiya, and therefore we can still say that the previous Asiya in the Shnia was Aldasa Rishona, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, and therefore there's no Chatzimatir, it's Pigul Gomer, he had a Machsheves Pigul on all three sets of Hazos. Ravashi's not happy with Rava's approach, and he wants to interpret the Mishnah in a different way. Maskif lo Rav Ashi, is it really possible to accept the explanation of Rava in the Braisa, that the Shnia, which is mentioned here in the Mishnah, is to say that he was Shoseg? He says, Midi Shosak, can it really mean that he was Shoseg B'Shnia K'toni? Doesn't say that anywhere in the Braisa. It says that he was, it says explicitly, he was Mefagel, Bein B'Rishona, Bein B'Shnia, Bein B'Shlishis. How can you tell me that we're talking about a case where Shosik Bishniya, in other words, the language of the Braisa, Pigal Bein Rishona Bein Bishniya Bein Bishlishis, clearly indicates that there was the same degree of Machshava during all these three sets. And now we're ready for Ravashi. Elo Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Hochamayas Kinon. We're not talking about a case in the Braisa of Shlosho Fanim, that he had a pigul on the first set or on the second set, etc., etc. But rather, we're talking about one case: Kigon shepigul berishona ubashnia ubashlishis. He had a machshavas pigul in all three sets. Mal detema, I would have thought the isalken daitach. If you would entertain the idea, shekol haosal das rishona hu oseh. It's therefore mahadar pigule b'chol chad v'chad lomali. Why do you have to think of machshava of pigul in each one of these sets of avodos? Why can he rely on the stoma al das machshav to rishona? And you know, we could learn from this that this kohen, he didn't do the maisei karbon al das machshav to rishona, because why do you have to repeat the machshavas over and over again? But rather, bavadai, we should assume that lo choshav, that which he didn't think about, we're not going to say that al das rishona ose. So in this salkedaitach, why did the kohen has to repeatedly have that intention machshavas pigul during the performance of each and every set? It would have been enough for him to have this kind of Machsheves Pigul in the first set alone. If he bothered to have a Machsheves Pigul over and over again, all three times, it would seem that he was not acting on the base of his original intent. Is Kamash Malon, the Braisa therefore has to be Mechadish to us, that this reasoning, this logic that we had in the Salkadaik is not to be accepted, even in this case, Rabbeir says that any shtika that he is done on the basis of his original intent, and that's the Kamash one here in this Braisa. The Gemara now asks the following question, and here we're turning to Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. How is it possible to give this interpretation? V'habein Berishona Bein Mishni Bein Mishlis Ketani, in the Braisa it says on the first, the second, and the third. It seems to indicate that he had a kavana to have these machshavos either during the first set or during the second set or during the third set. That's a simple straightforward meaning of Bein Barishona, Bein Bishniya, Bein Bishlishis, whether it was during the first, the second, or the third. If the Baisa would have meant that the Kohen had intended Pigel during all three sets, it should have said Pigel Barishona Ubashniya, Ubashlishis, Kashas. The Gemara leaves that as a final unanswered question. Now again, the Gemara had defended Reish Lakish's pshat in Rav Meir, and now the Gemara goes on to analyze the Bar Plukta of Reish Lakish. In other words, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, Biur Shal Reish Lakish B'das Rabbi Meir, that Machsheves Pigel B'chatzi Matir is only because Al Das Machshav Tarishona who owes it. And therefore we assume that the second half of the matir was also done with a machsheves pigul. And the Gemara never really rejects this as far as the Brice is concerned. It's very possible that when the Brice says that it's possible to be mafagil in part of the matonis adam, in the case of the karbonis that go bifnim, the kavan of the Brice is that he had a machsheves pigul in part of the matir, but only Harishonim and the Achronim and Nimshachim afterwards. Now the Gemara wants to know the Makshon's opinion that Rabbi Meir holds Mefaglim v'chatzi Matir, even if he didn't have that Machsheves Pigel until the last Chetzi. Omar Mar, we mentioned before in the Braisa that if he's Mefaglim part of the Matonos, in the case of Dama Nichnas Lehechal Ula Kodesh Kadoshim, Rabbi Meir Omer Pigel V'Chayev Aleha Koreis. So Gemara asks Michti Koreis Lo Machayev. In other words, if a person eats the boss of this carbon, he shouldn't be Chayev Koreis Ad Sheyikru Kol Matirov, because we have a principle Diyoma Mar Kehartzoas Kosher Kachartzoas Posel. That just like it says in Vayikra Chav Beis Yirotzeh, with regard to a carbon that's kosher, so too, in that same context, it says Lo Yirotzeh in the case of Pigel. So we should equate one to the other. Maritzos kosher. The carbon is only kosher. Hachiyikru Kol Matirov. In other words, as you do all the Zrikas Adam, all the Matonis Kedin Torah, according to the Torah specification, is Afartzos Posel. So too, in the flip side, in the case of the Din of Pigel, there also it says the word hartzah. Again, it says lo yiratzah. It's not pigel achiyikru kol matirav until all the matirav of the carbon were done, were implanted kindino, or the machsheves pigel. V'lo nosaf bo psul acher milvad psul apigel. And therefore, it's difficult for her in this case that he was mafagel only in part of the matanos. Let's say, for example, in part of the matonos that he was meant to bring in, that he brought inside bifnim in the Kodesh Kadoshim, is came into chashuv le bifnim. Once it was a machsheves pigel bifnim, then it became psula. Immediately became psula. Ukamandalo adei domit, and it's as if he didn't do a hazad or ki hadar madi when he goes back and takes from the dam to do hazad b'heichal. Then, after he had already a complete machsheves pigel and the carbon is posel, is maya bi'alma hu deka'ad. It's not more than a hazas maya, because the carbon already was posel and the dam therefore is no longer kosher l'zrika. And it comes out that it's not karvu kol matirov of this carbon, like the case of hatzas kosher. And the dam is posel. He never completed his avodos. Why should it be pigel? So let's again review the Gemara's kasha and the logic of the Gemara. All based on this equation of kartzos kosher kachartzos posel. That the concept of ritzui of yirotze and lo yirotze. Yirotze in the case of a carbon kosher parallels lo yirotze in the case of pigel, and we should derive one from the other. And what should we derive? Hartzos kosher is achi yakrivu kol matirov. Right, he has to do the entire all his rikos according to Torah specifications. It's even hartzos posel, where the Torah uses the word hartzah, It shouldn't be pigal ad sheyakrivu kol matirav. Leaves us with two possibilities. Either he has a machsheves pigal during all the matirim, and that clearly would generate pigal, or at least he was makriv all the matirim kidino. In other words, when is there machsheves pigal? When everything is said kidino. Like, for example, if let's say the korban became posel, there would not be a machsheves pigal, because you need ad sheyakrivu kol matirav. If that be the case, then in this situation, in this scenario, that he's mefagel only in part of the matanos, let's say he was mefagel, as we said before, with regard to the nesinus bifnim and the kodesh kadoshim, is once he had a machsheves pigul, it becomes psula, and he's not capable of having a machsheves pigul in the balance of the. Of the hazos and the matonos, because it's already psula by virtue of his machsheves pigul b'shas nesina b'kodesh kadoshim, and what he does after that is keman d'lo adi domi. It's not a hazah at all. If he continues with the hazah of the dam, that's called in the heichal in this case, because he left the kodesh kadoshim. That's basically called in the Gemara's language maya b'alma hudaka adi. He's basically giving him a ton of mayim because the carbon became possible already from the get-go, and the dam is not kosher lizrika. Therefore, lo karvu kol matir shel carbon katzas kosher. Shadam nifsal shenifsal lo hishlim es avodoso is why should this be pigul on the carbon? Now, in general, you can ask this question on every pigul. For example, let's say he shechts the carbon with a machsheves pigul, then already the dam is possible by virtue of that machshava, and then his rika is just his rika's mayim. So Rashi tries to explain that since every pigul fits into the same pattern, therefore that must be the din Torah must be that the zrikas dam shenifsal the machsheves pigul, that even though the dam became posel, it's machshir the carbon, and it's considered like krevas matirov as far as pigul is concerned, because if not so, you'll never have pigul according to the Torah law. Now again, the Gemara's question is based on the premise that mefaglin b'chatzi matir. As we said before. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Mishkachas, you can find a case where there's a pigul and chatzi matir, and the dam is not considered like mayim bialma, in the case of arba parim arba seirim. In other words, if he was mazir from the dam hapar, or the dam hasoyer, this is a hazov bein abadim, and then nishpach adam, now he brings a paras soyer acherim, he brings substitute, second string, and he shechts them, and he was mazal the dam now on the paroches, okay, the first hazos dam was bein abadim, now he's up to paroches, and once again nishpach adam, now they're going to bring a third parvis soyer, they're going to shecht it, and now they're going to put the domim on karnas and zbech apnimi. And this applies gamli elush and ishbuchu liachar mikan, and he brings a par v'soyer achirim and he shechts them, and he was mazal the dam with hazos nosofos, which is called in the fourth stage altaro shel mizbeach on the gag of the mizbeach. And again, we're talking about the mizbeach hapnimi. Is now since the matonos, each one in its respective place, were done in the paras soyer acherim, meaning all four and four different animals. Therefore, if he was choshev machsheves pigul in one of the makomos, we won't say that the din is that the rest are mayim v'alma, and he was never mashlim mizrika. Why? Because the second avodas is going to be done from a different paras soyer, shemati rehem. Karvu b'shlemus. So again, even though there was a problem in the first round, but that problem didn't recur in the second round or in the third round, and therefore it's considered ad sheyakrivu kol matirov.
So according to Rav, it comes out that all the matanos of Par Echad and Soyer Echad, if he had a Machshava, Machshava Spiegel, in the matanos, in, let's say, one makom, you know, Heichal, or, well, let's go back to Kodesh Kadoshim, like, for example, let's say he had a Machshava in the Kodesh Kadoshim of Pigul, or in the matanos of Parochas, that none of that, those cases would be Pigul, because of this svar of the Gemara of Nifsal Adam in Mayim B'Almahu, it's not called Ad Afar Tzos Poslat Shekrivu Kol Matirov. It's going to have to be in the case of multiple animals because there was Nishpach Adam and he's picking up the Avodah, as we said before, exactly where he left it off in the first one. And the Gemara now offers another possible answer in the name of Rava Afilu Tema, even if you want to say Bepar Echad Besoyer Echad, even in the case of one Par, one Soyer. Don't ask me the question, would the Dam now turn to Mayim? Why? Lepigul Maratze. That's to the same extent if he had a Machshava, Machshavas Pigul during Shechita, and that sets up the Zrika to be considered Karev Kol Matirov. So too in the case where he did Chatzi Zrika B'Machsheves Pigul and Chatzi Zrika B'Kashrus, even in this case we're going to say that his Zrika is considered Linyan Pigul to be Machshev the Karben of Matirov, that he was Karev Kol Matirov. The equation here, the analogy is between the Kohen who has the Machsheves Pigul during Shechita, and the Zrika that follows is considered like a proper Zrika, so to speak, and that clinches the Pigul designation, even though, again, technically it's invalid. So, too, if he has a Machsheves Pigul during the first part of the Zrika, the remaining of the Zrika is going to clinch the Pigul, finalize the Pigul, even though technically it's invalid. In other words, the invalid segment, so to speak, of a Zrika is also considered proper with regard to Pigul, meaning the Pigul Meratzah. Meratzah means it's able to establish the Pigul. That's what Rava is saying over here. Now the Gemara wants to clarify the exact number of matanos on Yom HaKippurim, which was brought early in the Braisa. We had our Arboim V'Sholosh of Yom HaKippurim. How do we get Arboim V'Sholosh? And the Gemara immediately quotes a Braisa that says Arboim V'Sheva, not 43, but 47. So how does that, how do we, you know, how do we explain how do we reconcile that stira? So he says, Ha Braisa Zu, this Braisa, the first Braisa that insists on the number 43, Kimandi Omar Ma'arvim. Ma'arvim means that we combine, we mix together the Dama Par and the Dama Soyer before we place the Dam on the Kronos of the Mizbeach HaKtores. And therefore, on the Mizbeach HaKtores, in terms of the Kronos, there are only Sach HaKol four Matanos. But the second braisa, Kimandi Omer Ein Ma'arvin L'Kronos, we don't mix the dam of the par and the soyer. And therefore, he's going to add another four matonis of dam of the par b'fnei atzmo, in addition to the four of the soyer b'fnei atzmo. And you're going to jack up the number by four, therefore it goes up from 43 to 47. So Gemara is not happy with this. Vatanya, we have another braisa that says Arboim Ushmona. How do we jack it up by another number from 47 to 48? So Gemara answers Ha Kimandi Omar Shashirayim Ma'akvim. There's a Mandi Omar again back on Daf Mem that we touched upon that holds that if he does not do the shvich of shiori adam on the yisod mizbeach achitza, the carbon is possible. So that action of shiori adam, of shvich shiori adam al yisod, is critical to the hechshar carbon, and therefore we have to add another matana. and we jack up the number from 47 to 48. Ha, the Brisa that says 47, or for that matter 43, that's Keman the Omar, Ein Shirayim Ma'akfin, that the Shirayim is never Ma'akev the Karbon. And it would have been possible to say that even according to the Ma'an Diyomah that Shirayim Ma'akfim, the Tana didn't mention that. The Tana was limiting his discussion to the Hazos, because Shirayim is already something called Shvicha. Here we're talking about Zrika, not Shvicha. The Gemara now wants to analyze Reish Lakish's statement and brings a Brisa from a Tosefta Menachos that addresses this question: can you prove that that Rabbi Meir is holding Yesh Pigel B'chatzi Matir? Meisvei, the Gemara says the Brisa deals with Menachos, and if he had a Machsheves Pigel in one of the Avodas HaMincha, and again, as we mentioned earlier, the Avodas HaMincha begins with HaKoin Komatz B'Kapo Me'aklisha Bo HaMincha. And this is an avoda which parallels shechita. So now the Kohen receives a full fistful of kometz, and then he places the kometz into a kli. That's like Kabbalah Sadam in Behema. He's molech to the mizbeach to do laktor. Laktor is a kometz. In the case of mincha, it corresponds to zrika sadam in a Behema. And the Brisa says with regard to all these avodas of a mincha, a medvar, when does it become pigul? If he had a machsheves pigul during the avodas of mincha, that's only bekmitza or bematan kli or behiluch. So in these different avodas, which are done with a kometz, avol bolo lehaktara, when he's ready for the fourth avoda, which is haktara. Now this avoda, keep in mind, is done with both kometz and the lavona. The lavona is added to the kometz for the purpose of haktara. Is nasan es hakometz machshava, if he had a machsheves pigul of chutzuzmano with regard to the kometz, that's a machsheves pigul. But es halavona b'shtika, if he had no machshava at all with regard to the haktara salavona, or in the flip case, shenosan es hakometz b'shtika, the salavona b'machsheves chutzuzmano, is remero b'pigul b'chayoven aleh karis. And it seems to be clear that Rebbe is talking about both directions, whether he started with a machsheves pigul and ended with a shtika, or he started with a shtika and ended with a machsheves pigul. Chachom omer ein bo karis ad shifaga b'chol amatir, until he has a machsheves pigul during the kometz and the lavona. Tani mio, let's analyze the language of the Brisa. Es hakometz b'shtika ve'es halavona b'machshava. It seems like he started with a kometz and he had a shtika, and then he got up to the lavona with the machshavas pigul. So in this case, we're not going to say that it's aldas harishona u'ose, right? Because his first machshava was a machshavas shtika. So at the time of the Aktoras HaKometz, for example, he didn't have a Machsheves Pigul. He only had such a Machsheves at the time of Aktoras HaLavona subsequently. So we're not going to be able to say Aldas HaRishonu Ose Upolit. And yet Rabbi Meir says in this case Yechayev Kares for Pigul. It must mean, therefore, that Rabbi Meir holds Mefaglu Mechatzi Matir, even in a situation where you cannot apply the principle of Aldas Rishonu Osen, it's against Reish Lakish. So the Gemara tries to defend Reish Lakish even in this Brisa and say, Ema, perhaps we can interpret the Brisa that when it says Nasan es hakometz b'shtika, it means Kvar Nasan es halavona b'machshava, that he added the shtika after he had the Machsheves Pigul in the Lavona. And therefore we're going to assume that at the time of the Machsheves Nesinas HaKometz Peshtika, it was Aldas Machsheves HaPigul Marishona. The Gemara says, come on, that's not possible. Chado, I'm going to ask you De, meaning according to your pshat that he put the kometz b'shtika, and the lavona was already brought earlier, the machshav is hainu reisha, then basically the b'raisa is repeating what it already said in the reisha. And the reisha said, nosan as a kometz machshava, he had a machshavas pigel first with the kometz, uliachem ikanas lavona b'shtika. Now you're telling me the same thing over again. Why would the b'raisa repeat itself? The Odin, furthermore, Tanya, the b'raisa says, nosan as a kometz b'shtika, v'acharkach, again, maybe it's a different b'raisa, but it says, v'acharkach nosan as a lavona b'machshava, and the machshavas pigel came afterwards. So it's explicit in the b'raisa that even though the kometz, which we was maktir b'rishona, was b'shtika, nevertheless Reb Meir holds its pigel because at the time of the Lavona that came subsequently, he had a machshavas pigel, which means that Reb Meir clearly holds mefaglin b'chatzi matir. And the Gemara ends with kasha. So both say we're going to stop here at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis on Mem Beis. And Belineder, in the next shiur, we'll start with this new Mishnah.